producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
I want to go to a few more of these callers, but I want to play a little bit of Mark Dice's latest video that's up on InfoWars.com. And if Jakari and David have time during this next hour, I think we should probably play the whole thing, and they can all obviously have commentary over it. Remember, he shows everybody he interviews, folks. We go out and do it in Austin, we get 8 out of 10 saying put gun owners in FEMA camps, up kill kids up to age 3 if you call it abortion. He gets 9 out of 10 to do it out there. So let's play a clip of them saying repeal the Bill of Rights for Hillary. Here it is.
Hillary Clinton has announced her plan to help repeal the Bill of Rights for the New World Order and progress America and help with the government. We just need a few more signatures to support the plan. Just print birth date signature to support Hillary's plan to repeal the Bill of Rights.
Shirt.
Hillary is the right person to...
she's going to lead us. She's going to move us in the right direction.
In the right direction. Repealing the Bill of Rights, starting off her campaign. And I think it's about time that we support someone who wants to do...
What specific parts is she going
to... Well, to sort of compact them down and modernize them, and I really appreciate get them up to date.
Hey, I'm with you, brother.
Appreciate your support. Hillary appreciates your support, too. Hey, Hillary needs your help. She has a new proposal to repeal the Bill of Rights just to help out with the campaign and the democracy. We just need a quick birthday.
That's good. We're going to download that. We're playing that directly off YouTube, and it's glitching out right now through the computers. We have Mac Minis in there, and I don't want them. We're going to get rid of them. I've always hated Mac Minis. I can't get rid of them. They multiply like... What are the creatures on Tribbles? I'm going to start killing the Mac Minis with hammers next week. Let me guess. That was the Mac Mini glitching, wasn't it? It was. I knew it. I know even their glitches. 4 years ago, I didn't like them. I'm getting angry. Anyways, the point, we're not rich, but we got the money for computers. A lot of Mac products are fine, slave goods, but these are real pieces of trash. Anyways, and the people that run Apple are a bunch of garbage, too. How about that? A bunch of fake liberal fascist scum. Mark in California, you're on the air. Welcome. Max, I'm sorry. I'm so angry I can't even read now. But Common Core says M-A-X means Mark, so I'm actually not wrong. Go ahead.
That's because of Mark Dice's work.
That's right, Mark. Go ahead. Mark's now spelled M-A-X. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to stay on two topics. On the super male vitality and the deep cleanse, it's helping me get through a gallbladder removal that I had. I just want to plug that. It's making me feel great. It's helping my digestion. And
what did it do for you? So you're saying you've had it removed before, and then when you were on the products, what happened?
I had a gallbladder issue, and it kind of came up suddenly. So, of course, they suggested surgery, which in hindsight, I wish I kept it. But they took it out, and then after the surgery, I started reading up on how to boost my liver. And then I heard your show, and you started talking about the powers of the deep cleanse and the liver. And I read that how important that is because it produces the bile and keeps you healthy and digests your food.
And sure, they said it's a conspiracy theory that you even need the gallbladder. You're just supposed to leave all those stones in there and have it chopped out.
Be able to grow my own in the microwave, right?
Absolutely. What happened? What happened once you started taking? Which products did you take?
Well, I took the. I took the X2. That was the first thing I did, and then noticed that because I after the surgery, felt a little sluggish.
Hold on. I'm going to hold you over and then pass the baton to Jakari. I'm going to come back, let you finish. And they've got a whole hour to cover a whole bunch of breaking news we haven't gotten to yet. Their review of 13 hours and more. But stay there because, Max, you called in about renewable energy and futures. But I do, they're always telling me, hey, people like the testimonials. Why do you cut them off? Okay, well, so I'm not going to cut your testimonial off. I want to hear what it really did for you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Oh, it's hard to turn this off.
Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved you,
they say I never loved you.
You know they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
I tell you, I really like it when Jakari hosts the fourth hour. And, you know, Jakari's a little nervous on air, so is David Knight, and now they just do as good a job as I do or better. And, you know, some folks like the way they host better than I host. And that's what it is. It's different strokes for different folks. They have different angles, different perspectives. People sometimes will see Infowars.com, and maybe Kurt Demo has an article that partially disagrees with something I've said or Paul Watson. Or vice versa. Paul Watson thinks Sandy Hook's just like the way they said it happened. I think it's fake. Not the whole thing, but large parts of it. And you know, that's what a free country is. I'm not here. Major newspapers call our reporters and they ask them, they go, so Jones micromanages everything you do? It's to the point of when I come around and tell folks to do something, they kind of look at me like, well, you know, what's this? I'm really told what I want. But they're obviously libertarians, they're patriots, Christians. I mean, those aren't litmus tests, but that seems to go with the territory. They're lovers of life, lovers of liberty. And so Jakari and David Nutt are going to be hosting this fourth hour of what's left of it. I wanted to finish up because if I encourage this, a lot of people will call in and comment. And then I don't want to really make the whole show about it, but at the same time, people buy stuff off testimonials. And so I can do less plugging if occasionally I let people do testimonials. And they know I don't like it, so they'll sneak it in. It's like Max from California, Renewable Energy Futures. That's what he was calling it about. He was talking about what X2 did for him. Folks, we know what we're talking about. We have top experts. We do our research. I don't claim to be Mr. Health Nut Beach Boy, but I've gone from being in horrible, from being in great shape to horrible shape to pretty good shape now. And I've done it not so much with the exercise, because 4 or 5 years ago, I was swimming 2 miles a day some days and couldn't lose weight. It was the nutraceuticals, the X2, the Oxy Powder, the Super Mel Vitality, and other InfoWarsLife.com products. And if you'll just try Super Mel, if you'll just try X2 for a month, you've supported the broadcast, and I've run into very, very few people that didn't have a big effect with the products. And the few that didn't have an effect with X2 had it with Oxy Powder. No one I know hasn't had an effect with Oxy Powder. almost no one I know has not had when they do the liver cleanse, the gallbladder cleanse, you know, do it properly. And it took an extra day with me. And then it was like, I was calling them, when it hadn't happened, it hadn't happened. When it did, it was like, whoa. This is like in the movie Alien or something. So it really does work, and it supports the broadcast. Plus, why wouldn't I want to sell stuff that really works? Then you come back and buy more. That's why I don't get so many companies put out crud, because they think they're getting away with something, selling a cheap product, making a big profit on a one-time sale. Why wouldn't you want to sell it to somebody 100 times? But see, it's the globalist model of like Chinese slave goods that so many toys. I won't buy toys from China or places anymore, because it looks like a cool toy. You buy it for your kids. I'm a big kid. I like toys. And then they break in like an hour or it never works. And you're supposed to be lazy and not take it back or stand in some hour-long line. I'm kind of ranting. I put out good products because I really care and have a conscience. And I care about people. This is stuff I want to take. But then it is true. It would be better for evil people to do good stuff for them. But see, they won't do it because their nature is evil, is what I'm getting at. So finishing up, Max, real quick, then we're going to hand the baton over to the other host. Your uninterrupted start back over, your review of X2 and the other products you took.
Okay, start from the top. I basically had my gallbladder out within the last 9 months and needed to get, you know, my digestive system working correctly again, started doing some reading, and I thought it was weird when I was in the hospital. The first thing I wanted to do is give you a hamburger. I was like, I can't digest this. But anyway, so I stumbled on the X2 and the deep cleanse, and you guys with Dr. Group having your show. And, you know, I thought, you know, I'll give it a try. And I was already always big into probiotics anyway, so that was helping me out somewhat. But I needed the detox, basically. And that's when I got out of one of your shows and your stuff on your InfoWars site. And so it took about 2 weeks. I started taking the X2 first for about 7 days, and then I did the deep cleanse. And, you know, after 2 weeks, I noticed a significant change in my digestive flow. I was, like, really more natural. And I know it's funny to talk about it. I did intend to talk about energy, but I wanted to start with energy, human energy, and then go to renewables, since we're having that gas leak out here in Southern California that is basically, it's like they're saying it's bigger than what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. So we need to go to renewable energy, just like we need to renew our human energy.
And so absolutely. I appreciate your call, sir. God bless you, and thank you for the support. Yeah, we can't give a lot of the testimonials. In fact, a lot of the reviews we get are just too incredible, so we don't even put them on the site. So many people are starved for X2, for true iodine, for pure iodine. They're starved. for the things that are in things like Super Mail. Just go research the thing for yourself. Finally, and then I'm passing the baton, there's a video up on InfoWars.com. There's a video titled Alex Jones Anti-Sports Rant. Major Sports Uses Modern Roman Coliseum. I mean, it's admitted that that's happening. And some of the commenters are criticizing me, saying, you ought to try some sports, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, this obsessive, super serious, more informed than now attitude doesn't do the Liberty movement any good. 82 times a year I go watch, you know, hockey. Nobody said you're bad watching games. I said most of the people that aren't involved and don't care are obsessed with TV, entertainment, video games, and then don't care about what's happening in the world. You need R&R. I need R&R. You didn't watch the video. All I said is the NFL and stuff is full of anti-gun propaganda now, too. And it's full of all this anti-male product placement. The Super Bowl last year had, like, what, five ads putting down fathers? And then the games on Father's Day did as well. I mean, it's crazy. And the Pentagon paying them for all this war propaganda, it's a big deal. And the more corrupt a society gets, the more obsessed it is with sports and gambling. And that's what I was getting at. And that's another topic for our host. All right, Jakari, you guys take over. And then, of course, we've got the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with another one of the great crew hosting that. And I'll be filing a report for the news as well. But I hand the baton over to Jakari Jackson and David Knight. So from the war room to the situation room, I'll see you back here tomorrow. I'll be watching just like you are.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. Now, coming up in this hour, we will be taking your calls a little bit later. I know some of our callers have been holding for quite a while. But first, we're going to start off with a movie review of 13 Hours. I have David Knight in studio with me. And just to lay a little bit of the groundwork on this film, to anybody who hasn't seen the film, doesn't know exactly what it's about, it's 13 Hours. It's called The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. It's about the Benghazi attacks, obviously, that claimed the life of Ambassador Stevens. And I'll say a little bit about this before we get David Knight's commentary. One of the most controversial moments in the film, one of the most debated moments in the film, is when the operators there in Benghazi are ready to go give the assistance to Ambassador Stevens in his security detail, and they are told to stand down. Now, a former CIA chief in Benghazi has come out and said that the movie is not exactly accurate. It says, this is a Washington Post article, according to the officer in charge of the CIA's Benghazi base that night, the scene in the movie is entirely untrue. There was never a stand-down order. The base chief known as Bob said publicly for the first time, at no time did I ever second-guess that the team would depart. So that is Bob, the CIA director out there in Benghazi's take. Now let's take a look at this Fox News clip where they actually talked to the men who were in Benghazi that night, and they say a different story than what Bob had to say. Do you guys have that queued up?
You can hear the distress calls. You can hear the radio calls of the State Department personnel saying, we're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die. Yeah. The CIA station chief, where you were at the time, told you repeatedly, according to the movie, stand down. We saw that in the trailer. Mm-hmm. Use the words, stand down. Mm-hmm. Is that how you remember it?
Yeah, I mean...
all right, thank you so much. That's enough of that. So there we have it, David Knight. We just saw the clip of the gentlemen who were actually in Benghazi that night who said they were told to stand down. So do you believe these gentlemen or do you believe Bob?
I believe the guys who are there. I believe the guys who put their faces on television, who gave their names, who have their reputation at stake, rather than an anonymous bureaucratic source, a single source, who has a vested interest in saying, no, 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 I'm not responsible for the murder of those people. As they point out in the film, by holding them up for 20 minutes from giving relief to the outpost there, because it's not an embassy, that's one of the things you and I were both surprised at how unfortified and unsecured this area was.
Yes, it was basically a resort house.
Exactly. And it's some distance from where the CIA compound that later came under attack was. By holding them for 20 minutes, they said, you're turning this from a rescue mission into a suicide mission. So we've heard the version from Hillary. We've heard the version from the CIA, and what this movie tells and what the book that it's based on tells is the version from the soldiers who fought and died to save lives there. Many of them died unnecessarily because the thing that is driven home by the fact that it is 13 hours that elapses in this is the fact that the repeated calls for any kind of assistance from the federal government, from the bureaucracy, would not be listened to. And as they're pointing out, you see these overhead drones taking video and identifying where the attacks are coming in. And they say, they're seeing the same feeds we are, and they won't send any relief. Now, when we come back, I'd like to talk about what Hillary Clinton knew and when she knew it. And I want people to, because they don't talk about Hillary Clinton by name. They don't talk about Obama. They don't even mention the State Department withholding this. But we need to look at the lies that she told after this happened.
All right, very good. Stay tuned. We will have more of that coming up next.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I...
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host for this hour, Jakara Jackson. Joining me in studio is David Knight. And we're giving our review of 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. Now, we were talking before the break, and one of the things that's interesting about this film, David, they don't directly address Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, no. But there is a scene in the film where Ambassador Stevens is, I guess he's writing his cables, his memos, and he sends them out to a person who we can assume is Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but they don't touch on the arms transfer story that is behind all this. We've had numerous sources talking to us about the secret arms transfer going on. Steve Pachinik, Anthony Schaefer, others pointing out what's really going on. But I want to talk a little bit about, well, first of all, let's just briefly say that if you like action films, this is a great action film. If you like Black Hawk Down, you'll like this a lot.
It's not a boring movie at all.
No, and I would, a very, very fast-paced, amazing action film. If your wife doesn't want to go see it, offer to go see Pride and Prejudice or something with her just so you can go see this. You should see this. And when I mentioned Black Hawk Down, I think people ought to remember that the last time we saw a betrayal that was very similar to this was at the beginning of the Bill Clinton administration and the Battle of Mogadishu that Black Hawk Down is about. So there's your connection there with that. Of course, Hillary Clinton says she doesn't plan to see this Benghazi movie. She's just too busy campaigning. I think it's interesting as these emails are coming out, Jakari, we have stories now about emails surfacing to her daughter, Chelsea Clinton, the night of the Benghazi attacks. She tells her daughter, Chelsea, two of our officers were killed in Benghazi by an al-Qaeda-like group. I fear more of the same tomorrow. Yeah, because she's not about to send any help.
Yes.
Okay. And she knows that this isn't about this phony narrative that they sold people about it being a protest of a movie that nobody had ever heard of, nobody had ever seen.
They addressed that in the film.
Exactly.
And the guys are sitting, well, I mean, we don't give the whole spoilers, but there's a scene where the guy's just sitting on the roof, and I guess the guy called his wife or something. He said, yeah, back home, they're saying this off some movie, some anti-Muslim movie.
There's some protest. And he goes, I didn't see any protests. The guy said, there were no protests.
No.
Okay, let's make that clear. And nobody had ever seen or heard of that film, but of course they locked up the filmmaker. Listen, when they start locking up filmmakers, you know they're pushing war. Woodrow Wilson did that in 1917, the second person that got locked up with the Espionage Act, okay? It was a filmmaker. He'd made a film called The Spirit of 1776, criticizing the way the British had conducted themselves, okay? Whether that was true or not, Woodrow Wilson didn't want anything that would hurt his war effort, okay? So here we go with the innocence of Muslims talking about this. But I want to go to these other emails. Sidney Blumenthal, in a second memo the day after this attack, said sensitive sources in Libya had said that Ansar al-Sharia, an al-Qaeda-backed terror group, had planned the attacks for a month and had used the protest as a cover. But she also goes on to say that there wasn't any protest. She said, I just heard an NPR report about CIA station chief in Tripoli sending a cable on 9/12 saying there was no demo, no protest. In other words, what do you know about this? Okay. Meanwhile, she's still selling 2 days after this happened. I went back and looked at a September 13th, 2012 article from Business Insider where she says, This film is just disgusting and reprehensible. Let me state very clearly, and I hope it's obvious, the U.S. government had nothing to do with this video. We absolutely reject its content, its message. I know it's hard for some people to understand why the U.S. cannot or does not prevent these kinds of reprehensible videos from ever seeing the light of day. Oh, maybe we can censor them like Woodrow Wilson, okay? But it is a totally false, fake, lie, propaganda to try to redirect attention away from their arms transfer, away from the betrayal of these people. That's what this film focuses on. Simply the soldier's story. Doesn't get into all the backstory, the arm transfer.
Their point of view.
Exactly. And that's what's important about this. And that's what really gets hammered down is the betrayal, the unnecessary dying and suffering that people suffered from this, because they wouldn't even allow them to send a flyover of F-16s to make them think that reinforcements are on the way to back them off. That's what they'd asked for. Couldn't even get that from them.
Yeah, because they weren't supposed to be there. You can't send these guys out there because it may cause some type of international incident. Meanwhile, you already have an international incident because they're trying to kill Ambassador Stevens.
Yeah. So you've got a bureaucracy like the CIA or what, and they've got this immoral, unstated objective that's going on here, okay? They don't have clear objectives. And I've seen this my entire life, going back to Vietnam, the way they betrayed soldiers in Vietnam for a war that wasn't necessary, a war that was based on a lie, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, as Robert McNamara confessed in The Fog of War, an Errol Morris documentary. That never happened, okay? And so they have this war going on. They have this phony idea that they're selling everybody about the domino theory, okay? They would go in, they put these people at risk, they would let them fight these horrific battles, and then just pull out and give the enemy back the territory that they just fought over. That's the way they have used people. When you fight for an incorrupt, immoral government, they will kill you as well. And that's what we need to get people to understand. Do not fight these wars for them.
Absolutely. And you don't have to believe us. You can go listen to the interviews from the soldiers themselves that were on the ground in Benghazi. Stay tuned. We'll have more on this right after this break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host for this hour, Jakari Jackson. I'm joined in studio by David Knight. I'm going to take some of your calls now. We have Joe in Texas. You want to talk about the movie 13 Hours that we've been giving our review on. It says that you are a U.S. security contractor.
Yeah, I've worked in security contracting since 2008.
Okay, so what's your view on the film 13 Hours?
Well, I was lucky enough to attend the premiere in Dallas the other night, and I was actually very impressed with Michael Bay's execution of the film. I thought that he did a really good job in, you know, really diving into the community itself, kind of the post-spec ops community.
Yes.
And that culture, and understanding, you know, the closest that these guys have, and most often it's guys who have, you know, families at home. These guys are that are looking for a way to kind of get back on their feet financially. I thought that they showed, really captured that in the film. So a lot of these guys have a lot of skin in the game, and they're just trying to make it, you know, especially in a downed economy.
Exactly. Yeah, you saw that the every one of them, they showed family that they had back home pretty much, or at least the key characters, you know, that they've got young children back home, and they're Skyping as this is happening. They're able to have conversations via Skype with family, with children back home, which drives it really home, what, as you pointed out, the skin they've got in the game.
Now, Joe, I want to ask you, the CIA keeps saying that there is no stand down order. Do you have any view on that?
Well, I don't know anything about that, and all I can say is that I personally know Chris Peranto, and a lot of other guys that are involved in this. And for me, I have a close relationship with the guys on the ground, so you know, I have a tendency to believe what they say. I wasn't there; I don't know how that went down, but yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it, and. You know, I was actually in Iraq while this was going down, and we were kind of waiting to see if there would be more attacks and how far they would be, you know, how far they would be carried out, you know, whether there were going to be any Iraq or anything like that. So,
What do you think about the fact that it took so long before they got any kind of assistance? And what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, so, you know, whenever it goes from just basic, I think, operations, and the security team takes orders to a certain point, and then at some point there's a turnover. And so, obviously, from my perspective, without being there, it seems like there was a hesitancy in transferring that authority. And just like they say in the film, I mean, anybody knows this, is that time is everything. You have to have that you know, element of surprise, and these guys were already getting attacked. So, you know, it was absolutely key. So minutes are everything. I think you guys mentioned it earlier. It was like, you know, it goes from being a rescue to a suicide. And so, it seems like, you know, obviously for some people, that's the way it went down.
And it seemed to me, like in the Battle of Mogadishu, there were political considerations that were far more important than the lives of the people that were serving the government. In the Battle of Mogadishu, they were very concerned about having a very, very small footprint, so they didn't give them sufficient resources to protect them and were reluctant to commit those resources. It seemed like in this movie, you heard the same sort of thing.
Yeah, it does seem that way. And unfortunately, because of the way... you know, politics are in the world and where we're supposed to be and where we're not supposed to be, then budgets can't be allocated or resources. And then you just have what you have in that situation. And, you know, you try to get the best equipment and the best guys. And ultimately, you know, you may look around and be somewhere where you got 5, 6, maybe 10 guys with you that are good, solid guys. And you're just going to do the best job that you can to make sure that everybody makes it home.
Well, thank you for letting us know how that looked from the perspective of somebody who's actually been there, because, you know, we can't have any way to validate that. And
yes.
I assume that they would go through and be very careful to get consultants that would give them an accurate view of that. But what do you make of this narrative that was sold for several days about this being a reaction to that silly film, The Innocence of Muslims?
Right. So, yeah, I mean, we watched that kind of unfold also. It seemed... you know, I can only tell you my perspective. I mean, I like I said, I was watching from Baghdad, and it seemed a little strange that was the reason for it.
It'd be like riding over a South Park episode.
I remember when that happened, we thought it was absolutely laughable and ludicrous. And I think it's interesting now that we see these Hillary Clinton emails being revealed that she didn't believe it either.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously, seems that way. Once you look at the different information that's been reported, you know, that's another thing that the movie did really well is just really when it comes down to it, you know, they said it in Black Hawk Down too, is that once the shooting starts, all the politics got the door. I mean, the guys on the ground, the mission is to, they're protecting each other, you know, because everybody knows that they, like I said, most of these guys have families at home, and everybody, you know, is there engaged in the moment. They're there to do a job, but ultimately you're facing an enemy and you're trying to get back home to your family.
Sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joe in Texas. Now we will continue with our calls, but we want to intersperse a little bit of video here. So I'm take the time, and I'm actually going to look at the Democratic debate that happened this past weekend. And we're going to start with this clip from Bernie Sanders. And he's talking about the debate is over. Climate change is real. And the thing that's interesting to me about this clip isn't so much Bernie Sanders' response. It's how the question was asked by the host. I believe it was Lester Holt. Let's go ahead and take a look at that video.
Americans love their SUVs, which spiked in sales last year as gas prices plummeted. How do you convince Americans that the problem of climate change is so urgent that they need to change their behavior?
I think we already are. Younger generation understands it instinctively. I was home in Burlington, Vermont on Christmas Eve. The temperature was 65 degrees. People in Vermont know what's going on. People who did ice fishing, where their ice is no longer there on the lake, understand what's going on. I'm on both the environmental and energy committees. The debate is over. Climate change is real.
Okay, that's good. Thank you, guys.
Major problems.
Now, if you notice how he answered the question as the guys cue up this next clip from the official Bernie Sanders campaign, he says, Americans are going out and buying all these SUVs. Don't you think there's something wrong with this? Should we go out here and try to make people understand what's wrong with these SUVs? Now, if you're listening on the radio, I will narrate this next clip. Let's go ahead and play this. This is an official Bernie Sanders campaign video. And you can see Bernie Sanders riding in the vehicle. And here, stop right there. There is Bernie Sanders stepping out of an SUV. Mr. Sanders, we have a big issue with all these people riding around in SUVs. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is riding around in what? You guessed it, an SUV. And I would imagine, too, that when these guys go out on trips, NBC, they have some type of big SUV or satellite truck. Matter of fact, I know they do because I've seen them multiple times on location. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that because, you know, being on these trips, you know, when we go out to California, wherever we go, we rent, you know, a Suburban or whatever. We got so many guys, so many gear, so much gear, we have to get it all into the vehicle. So, yes, you do need a larger vehicle. So I just thought it was rather humorous how the way they slipped that in there, trying to shame you into getting a Prius. You're not going to fit all your camera equipment into a little Prius. I'm pretty sure the guys at NBC know that. Now, let's return to our calls. We have James in Ohio. You have been holding for quite a while. You want to talk about U.S. and Iran. Go ahead. James in Ohio. Okay, so I guess, you there, James?
Yes, Alex asked earlier, he said he's not a boatmaster, how these ships ended up in Iranian waters. But after being in the Naval Sea Cadet Corps growing up, and my dad actually owns a marina, if you're lost at sea, it's simple. You drop the anchor. And I just wanted to point that out. That's all you have to do.
All right. Well, thank you so much, James in Ohio. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
Oh, that's all.
All right. Thank you. I don't know that I would try to get to you a little earlier. Sorry to keep you waiting so long. Well, thank you, James, for your comment. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Illinois. You want to talk about the rapture. And before we go to Dan, I'll give the number out. It is 1-800-259-9231. Once again, it is 1-800-259-9231. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay.
Illinois, I'm sorry.
I met you guys at the train station back in September before you was taking off on the Amtrak.
Yes, I recall.
That was me in the Obama mask.
Yeah, you called before, haven't you?
Crappy. Yeah. sorry about the crappy video. People been complaining about that on my YouTube channel. But, yeah, I was disagreed with Alex about the rapture. I wanted to talk to him directly. Is there any way
he's not available right now. He's out doing other projects. But you can make your point if you'd like to.
Well, I could give you my phone number. He can call me whenever he available.
Well, honestly, sir, I don't think he's going to call you. So just have to call back another day when he's available. Thank you so much, Dan. Now, I want to go on to a few articles I have here. I want to talk about Mrs. Clinton, because we've been talking about the Benghazi movie. And as we said, Mrs. Clinton is not directly addressed, but they do have a scene in the movie where I believe they are referencing her. You see Ambassador Stevens. He's sitting there, you know, typing out his cables, typing out his memos. He's saying, hey, I don't have enough security out here. So while Hillary's in the news, I want to talk about Hillary and politics. And I have this article here from prisonplanet.com. Hillary, I know how much money influences political decision making. And this is something that is very interesting to me, because if you guys recall the first GOP debate, I thought the single greatest highlight from that piece was the fact that not Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, said that how he pretty much controls politicians, right? He says, I give money to Hillary Clinton, I give money to whoever, and then I call them up in the midnight hour, and they do pretty much whatever I want them to do. So, you know, when everybody's talking about, you know, how Trump was fighting with Megyn Kelly and all this other silliness, nobody really called him out on that. Had I been a moderator in that debate, I said, hold on, Mr. Trump, what are you talking about? Because we always know, we always hear about these people, the guy behind the curtain, right? The smoke-filled room, the guy with the money. Trump is saying that to an extent he is the money man, or a money man, driving these political situations, but nobody wants to talk about that, how much this money actually influences the politics. So I thought that was a very good article that is available on Prison Planet as well as Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Hillary. Wow, Hillary in, was that Washington? You want to talk about Trump being banned from the UK? Hillary. Okay, I guess we lost Hillary. Let's go ahead and go now to Kyle in Arizona. You also want to talk about the 13 Hours movie. Go ahead, Kyle.
I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you know what? First of all, it's an honor speaking to you guys. Tell Alex Jones I send my regards. I just walked out of the movie wearing my Hillary for Prison t-shirt.
Awesome.
It was awesome. But let me just get back to what you said, that the movie doesn't show Hillary, yet it kind of referenced to her. Let me just tell you, from my optic, listening to the Alex Jones show and just being brainwashed my whole life and waking up, you could obviously see what was happening behind the curtains, even though it wasn't there in front of your face. And my applause go to Michael Bay. He's a patriot, I think.
I'll let you finish your point. Just anybody who's put off, you hear Michael Bay, and some people don't like the Transformers movies or whatever. This is not that. This is a whole different level of action movie. It's a very well-made film. Go ahead, with your point.
Absolutely. He redeemed himself from Transformers and those Ninja Turtle movies. I'm sorry to offend the people that love that, but anyways, I could just see, my sixth sense was telling me that there's something else going on. You know, those 17 soldiers, spoilers, but the other Libyan soldiers that were supposed to help them, they were calling the CIA and saying, hey, tell them to stop shooting at us, but they were shooting at our American men. I mean, someone else was, basically what I'm trying to say is, either Hillary, Obama, or someone else was watching the whole time. They were feeding the enemy information. That's just my take on it, man. This is all orchestrated, man. And I'm glad that this movie came out to wake the people up. And I'm not afraid of death. Obama, he has to be a Muslim or something. Nothing against Muslims, but I don't know, brother. I just don't know what else to say before I start sounding crazy.
Thank you so much, Kyle. In Arizona, that's a problem I have quite often. Well, I definitely do appreciate that. Yeah, if you watch the film, they show a drone flying around the battle zone the whole time. So they definitely were feeding information to somewhere. And as they reference in the film, they're asking for any kind of assistance. You don't even have to come out here and engage the enemy, you know, fly a jet, fly a helicopter over and scare these guys so they'll back off and give us a little bit more time to regroup. But, of course, as we know, none of that actually happened. Let's go ahead and continue with our calls here. We have Phil, and is that Florida? You also want to talk about the film 13 Hours. Go ahead, Phil.
Yes, I do. I saw the movie and I read the book. And in the book, this guy who's coming out and saying that that isn't exactly how it happened, Bob. That was
Bob,
the
yes.
CIA station chief there at the time. That's how they called him in the book. They called him Bob. And then another thing in the that I didn't really notice in the movie, and it wasn't really mentioned in the book, but I have learned it through listening to y'all, is those weapons, they were, I mean, there's no discussion about where they were shipping those weapons and, you know, how they were going through Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, the next day, so this is a personal thing that happened to me, and it's a little more detailed than what I'm about to tell you, but on my Facebook page, I put up a copy of the Benghazi article, and I put it up there, and I wrote, "Can you say blowback?" And literally within three hours, I was talking to an FBI agent.
What? You said you put this on Facebook?
I put it on my Facebook on September 12th. The article came out. They said there was, you know, this raid that happened, like this shootout happened, and these people were dead. And I put a copy of the article up on my Facebook, and I'm telling you, within 3 hours, and it's a little more complicated than this because it wasn't at my house. It was somewhere else. But there was an FBI. I was talking with an FBI agent.
Did he seek you out, or how did you come about this agent?
They sought me out, I guess. I don't know. So it's a little more complicated. Like I said, I walked out of the door. So I put that on the Facebook. I put that, and then I was looking for somewhere to go play golf because I was off that day. So I searched on a popular golf tee time website, and I went to the golf course, and this guy joined up with me. And the next thing you know, he's telling me how he was a retired Washington, D.C. police officer, and he's talking about chemtrails to me. And then the next thing you know, he starts talking about Benghazi, and he wants to know, you know, why I think it's blowback, and it was crazy. It was.
Now did he reference your Facebook post, or did you mention Benghazi in your casual conversation?
It came up in the conversation, but he.
Okay.
So I told him what I put on my Facebook. Though I wasn't like I was going to keep it away from him. It took me, you know, 9 holes to figure out who this guy was.
All right, well, thank you so much. That's very interesting indeed. Definitely be careful what you put on your Facebooks. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this break with more calls.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is the end.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. I want to take a moment and thank all of you, our listeners, our viewers who support us here at Infowars.com. And one of the ways we want to thank you by giving you a great deal on PrisonPlanet.tv. Right now, you can get 6 free months on PrisonPlanet.tv when you buy a yearly membership for just 10 cents a day. You can get HD access to the nightly news, exclusive films, videos, special reports, and you're supporting the InfoWar and saving big time. And so this is just one of the many ways we want to thank you. And to anybody who wants to show your support, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go to InfoWars.com/show. Watch the videos. Also go to the InfoWar shop. You can get the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, the nutraceuticals, the hats, all the great gear, the films that Alex has made over his, 20 years now. In media, you can see all that stuff on the InfoWars shop. Now we're going to finish up with some of our callers, and let's go to who's been holding the longest. It looks like Chris in Kentucky. We want to talk about the rapture. Now, if your question is addressed to Alex, he isn't here, but you can go ahead and speak about the rapture.
Hey, Jakari, I appreciate you taking my call. Alex was talking about the rapture yesterday, and I just had a quick point about Christians and what it says that they're going to do as far as prophecy speaking in Daniel and Revelation. Obviously, I think I'm what the Bible says is that the rapture is post-tribulation.
Tribulation.
And pre-rap.
Yes. Go ahead.
Right. Post-trib, pre-rap. And in Daniel 11:32, it says that Christians are going to fall by the sword and go into captivity. But it says that Christians are going to do exploits. And I did a word search on this in the lexicon, and what it says, what that means in the Hebrew is that they're going to do exploits in war. Okay, so when it says that they're going to make, that the beast is going to make war against the saints and overcome them, that's, there's a war there. Okay, it doesn't mean that we're just going to lay down. It means that we're going to fight back. And I'm not a teacher. I want to get this straight. I'm not teaching this. I'm not a teacher. This is from my interpretation of what the Bible has said, that Christians will go to war against this system. And that's all I got to say about that. Love you guys, Jakari and David. You guys are awesome, and God bless you.
All right, thank you so much, Chris in Kentucky. I don't know if we still sell the film, but at one time we had the film After the Tribulation, which documents the things that you were talking about there. So you guys can try to find that on the shop, or I'm sure you can find it on Amazon or someplace else. Let's go to Kevin now in Texas. You want to talk about the mark of the beast? Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great, thank you. Yes, discussing about, again, rapture Sunday night, Alex Jones covered it, was imagine if, say, 10 million people in America suddenly caught...
I'm sorry, Kevin, your audio isn't the greatest. Maybe you try to call back one day when you have a better audio system. Sorry about that. Let's go ahead and talk to Rose in Florida. You want to talk about Bernie Sanders? Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to say keep up the good fight, but in reality, every time Bernie Sanders opens his mouth and spits out this nonsense, that's what's really causing the climate change.
I don't think he's the only one, but yeah.
I know, there's a few of them. So I just wanted to point that out there, and, you know, a little sense of humor with all of this that's going on, and keep up the good fight.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah, when I hear people endorse Bernie Sanders, and like, let me be clear, when I talk about any of these politicians, there's plenty of other ones that I don't like. So it's not like I'm against Bernie Sanders, or I'm against Trump, or I'm against anybody else. It's just
When I see a guy who keeps promising to give you all these free things, I can get high school kids and college kids who haven't spent that much time in the workforce getting behind all this free stuff. But you have to understand, just because it's free for you, somebody else had to pay for it. And when you keep going up that ladder, when you become 30, 40 years old, and you have a bunch of other college kids saying, I want free stuff. You're like, hold on, I want to keep my money in my paycheck. It's like, no, you signed up for all this free stuff. Now you have to give it to somebody else. Stay tuned. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight, 7 p.m. Central. David Knight is going to be hosting.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.